ගරු නිසාම් කාර්යපර් මැතිතුමා ඔබතුමාට විනාඩි 5ක කාලයක් ලැබෙනවා.
Thank you chairman, I was worried that you were going to stop that. As an honorable chairman, I rise today to express my support for the adjournment motion of honorable Ajit C. Perera on the serious concern over a policy decision that threatened to derail our progress towards the sustainable energy independence of Sri Lanka. According to the report, the government has proposed a significant cut in the per unit payment for the electricity generated by newly installed solar top roof from the current rate rupees 27 per unit to rupees 19, rupees 17, rupees 15 per unit depending on the system capacity. This abrupt adjustment is not only alarming, it's unjust. This is not just reduction, chairman, these are disincentives. It risks pushing the solar adoption into the reverse at a time when we need it. We have declared boldly our ambition in September 2020. We declared to make it 70% of our electricity would come from renewable energy. Now, if you look at the brief history, before to incorporate renewable energy in Sri Lanka, electricity mix go back to several decades, with a growing focus on a solar power to reduce dependence on imported fossil fuels such as coal and oil. Notably, rooftop solar energy tariff structures were introduced as early as 2005, laying foundation for subsequent incentives. To facilitate widespread adoption, the government introduced net metering, net accounting, net plus schemes, allowing consumers to feed surplus solar energy back into their national grid in return for electricity bill credit for my payment. Now let me speak from my personal experience. I personally opted for net metering, chairman. Why? I want to allow my neighbor, I think that's a matter that the government MP posed. I want my neighbor to have his right to the solar power. Simply because I have little more money, I don't want to put a lot of solar panels and do a net accounting, try to get money out of it so that I block the space for my neighbor using the solar energy. I think we have to have one matter. I want to urge the government to have a regulation of access to the solar power by individual households. They can't be monopolizing simply because they have money. After all, solar power belongs to all and should have equal access to all. Let's not allow anybody to monopolize for themselves, the exclusion to your neighbor and also to the poor neighboring village. So all the rooftop solar holds great promise. Grid stability remains a pressing concern, so let's encourage net metering with special incentives. I think the government seems to be having not plans. They are a little worried. They are confused. Let me tell you, Chairman. Now, we, the government, have to revisit their policy. Let me say, a lot of things have been spoken about the battery. Let me warn you, the battery storage on solar power is still a technological challenge in the world. Don't fall for it. But let me give other options, which this government may have had it, but not looked into it seriously. That is, repump the dam water for hydropower during the daytime as a way forward. Using secondary dam will have many benefits. It will have the flood control, reuse of water, irrigation, keep the wetness in the region. අපි අර පරණ රජතුමන්ලා කිව්වා වගේ අපිට වැහි වතුරෙන් ලැබුණ හැම වතුරු බිඳක්ම මුහුදට ගලා යන්න ඉස්සෙල්ලා ගන්න පුළුවන් උපරිම ප්‍රයෝජනය ගන්න ඕනේ. ඒක මම අම්පාර දිස්ත්‍රික්කයේම නෝක දිගින් දිගටම කියනවා. ඒක කවුරුත් ගණන් ගන්න නැහැ. අපි පයිලට් ප්‍රොජෙක්ට් එකක් කරලා බලමු ගල්ඔය සේනානායක සමුද්‍රයේ. මොකද සෙකන්ඩරි ඩෑම් එකක් හදලා තියෙන ප්‍රධාන ඩෑම් එක විශාල වැහි අවස්ථාවක සෙකන්ඩරි ඩෑම් එකට යවලා අපේ සෝලර් පවර් එක පාවිච්චි කරලා රීපම්ප් කරනවා. දැන් මම හිතන්නේ එක තැනක කෙරලා තියෙනක මදි. ඒක ආවම we will have a hydro power continuous supply. Please try to invest in these new concepts. Don't fall for this battery. I am dead against it. And most important thing that the government has to take into consideration, absolute special incentive for net metering. I personally believe net accounting and net plus cameras should be curtailed so that the net metering should be made available to every single household with special incentive throughout the island. So there is no issue with the government, no issue with the grid, because the net metering will only ensure the solar power that they produce is mostly used for their own purposes, and they can put it in the grid during the daytime. Just I'll take one more minute. And especially in the congested towns where the air conditions are used during the daytime, the net metering should be encouraged in such a way, because the moment that the net metering takes place in the town, the particular solar power is directly goes to their air conditioning, and therefore stop unnecessary wastage on the fossil fuel. So finally, let me thank Honorable Ajit Pereira, and I will please take, as Honorable Ravi Karunanayake said, do not take this as the government, opposition has brought it, therefore the government is not doing it. Do not look at it from that point of view. Please, we are also serious about it. We have personally experienced it. Let's make it the solar power incentive available to every single household as a motto, as a policy. Thank you very much.